Tasha Torres. I'm a spinning teacher, a recovering academic, and the founder of Sheep Spot, where we're on a mission to revolutionize spinning education by using the power of online courses and communities to help spinners make more yarns they love and enjoy every step of the process. These days, I can make just about any yarn I can imagine, but believe me, I was not a natural spinner. Now, many skeins and handspun projects later, spinning allows me to express myself creatively and quiet my mind no matter how crazy the world around me gets. I created this podcast to give you both a clear strategy to become a skilled, confident, and versatile spinner, and lots of quick, actionable tactics that will level up your yarn making quickly and easily. If you're an inquisitive hand spinner, you are in the right place. And I'm so glad that you're here. Drafting with your feet? Is that even a thing? Well, admittedly, no. But if you're spinning on a treadle wheel, your feet do play a crucial role in your spinning. And in this episode, I'm going to talk about the role your feet play in drafting consistent yarns. Hello there, darling sheep spotter. Welcome to episode 99 of the Sheep Spot podcast. I'm Sasha, and my job is to help you make more yarns you love. So one of the first spinning classes I ever took was a drafting class with Beth Smith, and I had been spinning for about 9 months at that point, and I still really had no idea what I was doing. And I remember Beth telling me that I should try to sync my drafting with my treadling. Okay, so I took that in and I gamely tried to do it, but I didn't really understand why I should do it until much, much later. It has to do with ensuring that the twist in your singles is consistent throughout your project. So remember that there are two elements to spinning singles that are consistent in diameter. The first is how much fiber you're drafting, and the second is whether your twist is consistent. And that's because twist pushes the fiber towards the center of the strand, compressing it and making your singles thinner in diameter. So even if you are drafting perfectly, which likely you are not because you are a human being and not a machine, if your twist is uneven, your singles are going to be uneven too. So controlling your treadling will control your twist. The treadle's job is to turn your drive wheel. So every time that you treadle once, or on a double treadle wheel, you just treadle with one foot. So when we talk about double treadle wheels, we're only going to be talking about paying attention to one foot rather than both feet. But on a single treadle wheel, obviously, every time you treadle once, your drive wheel rotates once. On a double treadle, every time you treadle with one foot, your drive wheel rotates once. Okay. So depending on your wheel's drive system, your drive wheel is attached to and turns something in your flyer bobbin array. And that's either going to be your flyer, if you are working with a flyer lead or Scotch tension wheel, or your bobbin, if you're working with a bobbin lead or an Irish tension wheel, or your bobbin in a double drive wheel. So your drive ratio tells you how many times your flyer or bobbin turns for each full rotation of your drive wheel. So if you're spinning on a 15-to-1 ratio, your bobbin or flyer turns 15 times for each full rotation of the drive wheel. That's what a drive ratio is. It tells you how many times that thing in your flyer bobbin array turns every time your drive wheel turns. So let's say that you're spinning with a short forward draft and you're drafting forward 2 inches each time. If you sync your drafting with your treadling and you treadle once for every draft, that means that you are putting 7.5 twists per inch into your singles. And if you maintain that treadling rhythm throughout the spin, your singles will have an even twist per inch or TPI of 7.5 throughout. I usually use a one draft per treadle rhythm when I'm spinning with a short draft, but you can use whatever rhythm works for you. The point is to be consistent. Yours might be two drafts per treadle, or it might be two treadles per draft. If you're pretty coordinated, you may be able to vary your rhythm at will. I am not that coordinated, so I usually stick to one draft per treadle. And I use my drive ratios to vary the amount of twist I'm putting into my yarn. I can vary my rhythm, but I really have to think about it and concentrate on it. So when I'm spinning a low twist singles yarn, for example, I kind of force myself to draft twice per treadle, but I really, really have to be paying attention, or I will just revert right back to my default rhythm of 1-to-1. As I said, I am not so coordinated, so I had to practice this for quite a while before it really felt natural, and for even longer before it became second nature. So don't expect to get this overnight. I found that it was very useful to practice this away from my wheel. And so now I'm going to tell you a slightly silly story about myself, which is that I learned to do this really by every night when I was in bed, before I fell asleep, I would just pretend draft and pretend treadle. Yes, I know this is weird. I just pretend drafted and pretend treadled until I fell asleep. And this really worked well for me, so maybe give it a try and let me know if it works well for you. But this is definitely something you're not going to get overnight. It takes a while. It takes some practice. But it really, this one simple little tip has the capacity to really transform your spinning. So give syncing up your drafting and your treadling a try. And I would love to hear from you about what happens when you try this, about whether you already intentionally sync your drafting with your treadling, or more broadly about how you try to ensure even twist throughout your yarns. There are lots of ways to do that. This is one way. But I'd love to know however you think about ensuring even twist in your yarns. I have created a thread in the Flock, Sheepspot's free online community for inquisitive spinners, where you can comment on or discuss this episode. And I will link to that thread in the show notes. You can find the show notes at sheepspot.com/podcast/episode99. That is it for me this week, my darlings. Excuse me. Thank you so much for listening. I will be back next time with an episode on woolen drafting. And while you're waiting, carve out some time to spin something. You know it will do you good. Have you joined The Flock yet? The Flock is Sheepspot's free online community for inquisitive hand spinners. As a member, you'll get access to a complete library of podcast episodes, all the free resources I've created for the podcast, several self-guided challenges, our Friday spinning check-in, and more. Head to theflock.sheepspot.com to sign up.